This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Zonal tillage is where you just prepare the ground where you're going to plant the crop. The interspaces where your wheel tracks are, you leave that alone. So therefore, you're only disturbing where you're going to plant, which means you can have microbial activity still happening in your interspace, and it multiplies very quickly and comes back into where you've just disturbed.
So you get better soil.
Yeah, your soil stays a lot healthier in the fact of microbial activity, because as soon as you put steel into the dirt, you're instantly affecting your soil health.
Now, you're a cane grower, you're a cane farmer. You and along with maybe five others are doing something different than the other cane farmers. What are you doing different to them?
We're doing mixed fallow crops. Mixed fallow means the fallow is the ground that's being spelled for the next year. So we spell our ground so we're not going over and over and over with a crop in the ground and tiring that ground out. It's to freshen the ground up. So while you've got no cane crop on there, you need to protect that ground from washing away, from soil degradation, from the rain hitting it. So as an armour, you put a crop on there, a fallow crop, a green manure crop is what it used to be called. That way, and by doing a mixed fallow crop, which is what we're now starting to do around the place and other farmers down the line, you get a symbiotic effect between all of the plants that you're putting in and the microbial activity that happens between those plants, and also the beneficial insects that come into those plants as well.
So you're not growing...
We're not growing for a market. We're growing for soil health.
Soil health only?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So I put it to you this way. There was a media release from the CSIRO that says clean green crops could be worth $25 billion for us over the next 10 years, next decade. Why aren't we taking a leaf out of what they're doing in the Tablelands and growing good stuff right here in the Douglas Shire?
Good stuff as in what?
Like vegetables, herbs, a whole lot of good stuff that we could sell, because there's an Asian market for this stuff, because the Asian market want clean and green and they love Australia because we have a reputation of that.
Yep.
Why aren't we growing stuff and be part of that $25 billion market?
Okay, for one, to get into that high-end food, you've got to have irrigation to start with, and down here there's no irrigation set up.
So could we get irrigation?
We could get irrigation. There's a big cost in irrigation, huge costs in irrigation. It's almost prohibitive at the moment.
It wouldn't be worth it to get part of that $25 billion market?
It would be worth it, but you've got to have the funds beforehand to get into it, sort of thing. If you could get grants to get into it, well, that'd be fine. Or even just like loans and that to get into it. But at the moment, most farmers are pretty stretched out, most cane farmers. You know, we're paying $2 a tonne, which is part of our $20 million back to put into the mill to keep it running. So therefore, you know, that's money that's gone out of the community as well at the moment. It does come back eventually.
Sure. But the Tablelands, you're saying, they've got the irrigation up there,
they've got it set up. Yeah, yep.
They've
got it set up. They've got a lot of their machinery is already there. You know, like your picking facilities and stuff like that, and sorting facilities, like sorting sheds and that's already set up as well. It's not impossible. By no means is it impossible, but you could do it small scale here. Up there, it's a lot easier to do it large scale.
Gotcha. So you're still growing cane, right? You're still a cane farmer, basically. But what you're trying to do is look after your soil.
Yep.
Now, does that helps you, of course?
Yep.
Does it help the environment?
Oh,
does it help us?
Tell us
why.
By looking after the soil, you don't need to put on so much fertiliser, which therefore you get less runoff and less pollutants to the reef. I had the chance to go on a school trip with me young fella the other day. It's a school camp, and it was great. It was an environmental camp, and I thought, oh, here we go. But they went through, everybody pollutes the environment, no matter what you do. No matter whether you're a housewife or you're a radio producer or you're a cane farmer, whatever, everybody pollutes a reef. And it's the degree that happens to the reef is what changes it. And I said to that fella, I said, well, I told him what I was doing, and he goes, you know what, that's great. And that's great if you can get people to come along with you. And I said, I already have. By no means am I Robinson Crusoe here. There's heaps of people doing it. There's 5 to 6 here in this area and more coming along. The further you go south, the more there is. We go to regenerative farming conferences down in Ingham, and we've got another one coming up shortly. There's a, through that Project Catalyst, we've got that coming up in, which is basically a regenerative farming, because all the same people that go to regenerative farming conferences go to the Catalyst one as well.
We're talking with Clint the farmer. Clint, I guess the turning point for you was, and you spoke at the think tank and you mentioned this, that light bulb moment was when you saw worms, earthworms in your soil. Now, we go, oh yeah, sure, there's worms in soil, but this to you was amazing.
Yeah, well, yeah, everywhere you'll have, you know, you'll have maybe a couple of earthworms around here and there, but in most cane paddocks, especially in sandy blocks, you'd be stretched to find one, usually.
And what is that saying? What is that saying?
Well, that's saying that your soil is depleted, right? And through doing these mixed fallow crops, I'm finding heaps. Like, I'm picking up 7 earthworms in a shovelful. So it would take 7 shovelfuls to find one earthworm before, but now I'm picking up 7 earthworms in one shovel.
And that excites you. Your eyes light up.
Oh, it is like winning gold lotto, you know. It's, to me, I'm pretty easily pleased by the sound of it, but, to me, it's something that you've worked on, and you can just start to see the fruits of your labour sort of thing.
It's fantastic. And your late father was somebody, obviously you take after him, because he was a man, you say, thought outside the square.
Yeah, he was always willing to give new things a go, like green cane trash blanketing when it came in 40 years ago. He was one of the first in this district. He wasn't the first, but he was one of the first to take it on. And that there was like a major quantum leap in the industry as far as soil not being degraded or being less degraded, because before they used a lot of herbicides and they used tillage. And like I just said before, every time you put steel in the ground, you're breaking down your soil health.
Clint, finally, the average cane grower's age is 67 years of age. Some of them are 80 years of age, still working. That's, let's say, people set in their ways. It's hard to change a mindset, yes?
Yep, very hard.
And so what do you say to them?
You can't say anything to them. You've got to show them. That's basically what it is how farmers work. It's how I work. It's how I changed my way of doing things. I went and saw what other people were doing, so I tried it myself. And basically that's how you get people to change, is show them.
You must feel good about what you're doing, because you're giving back, you're paying it forward, aren't you?
That's right, yeah. And my mantra, I've got 2 young kids, boy and a girl. If they want to take over the farm, I'm going to strive to be at my best to give them a farm in a better condition than what I received it in. Not that I received it in a very degraded position, but I want it better than how I got it.
Beautiful. Thanks for talking with us.
No worries.